The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Once again, welcome to our transmission Path to Success. And it's another day, another episode, and another topic. And topic is be united. Be united aaj hamare maashre ka ek common issue, downfall jo hai hamari society ka, khas taur pe Muslim maashre ka, united nahi hai. Choti choti si baaton ke upar jo hai na, wo saalon tak nahi, naslon jo hai na, wo ایک دوسرے سے دور ہو گئی ہیں. بی یونائٹیڈ انشاءاللہ یہ آج ہمارا ٹاپک ہے. اس میں ہمارے مبلغین مدنی پھول دیں گے, بلال شبیر بھائی ماشاءاللہ, اور رضوان بھائی ہمارے ساتھ ہیں, توقیر بھائی, اور ہمارے بڑے پیارے نعت خان بھی ہمارے ساتھ موجود ہیں, ہارون بھائی انشاءاللہ. اسٹارٹ ود دا بلیسنگز آف درود پاک. دی بلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیز سیڈ, ہوایور ریسائٹ درود پاک ون ٹائم اللہ عز و جل showers 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Start with the recitation of Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
وَإِن قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنتُمْ تَنظُرُونَ ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِن بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
اور جب تم نے کہا اے موسیٰ ہم ہرگز تمہارا یقین نہ لائیں گے جب تک علانیہ خدا کو نہ دیکھ لیں, تو تمہیں کڑک نے آ لیا اور تم دیکھ رہے تھے, پھر مرے پیچھے ہم نے تمہیں زندہ کیا کہ کہیں تم احسان مانو.
وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى كُلُوا مِن طيبات ما رزقناكم وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون.
اور ہم نے ابر کو تمہارا سائبان کیا اور تم پر من اور سلوہ اتارا, کھاؤ ہماری دی ہوئی ستھری چیزیں, اور انہوں نے کچھ ہمارا نہ بگاڑا, ہاں اپنی ہی جانوں کا بگاڑ کرتے تھے.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَٰذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
اور جب ہم نے فرمایا اس بستی میں جاؤ, پھر اس میں جہاں چاہو بے روک ٹوک کھاؤ, اور دروازہ میں سجدہ کرتے داخل ہو اور کہو ہمارے گناہ معاف ہوں, ہم تمہاری خطائیں بخش دیں گے, اور قریب ہے کہ نیکی والوں کو اور زیادہ دیں.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ. اللہ ہو اللہ ہو گنجینہ رحمت
بڑا پیارا کلام ہے ماشاء اللہ. ان شاء اللہ ول اسٹارٹ ود آور بلال شبیر بھائی فرام چائلڈ ہوڈ وی لسن دس فریز یونیٹی از اسٹرینتھ اینڈ وین یو آر یونائٹیڈ یو کین اچیو مینی مینی بگ گولز. اتفاق میں برکت ہے, مل کر رہنا چاہیے. بٹ دا سیڈ ریئلٹی از دس دیٹ کہ ہماری جو سوسائٹی ہے, ہمارا جو معاشرہ ہے, ایون ان دا فیملیز, بردر کی بردر کے ساتھ نہیں بن رہی ہے, سسٹر کی سسٹر کے ساتھ نہیں بن رہی ہے, ایون کے پیرنٹس اور بچے جو ہے وہ آپس میں ایک دوسرے سے جدا ہیں. حالانکہ ہونا کیا چاہیے, بی یونائٹیڈ, ہمیں ایک ساتھ ہونا چاہیے. مسلمان ایک جسم کی مانند, اگر جسم کا ایک حصہ جو ہے نا وہ درد فیل کرتا ہے تو پورے جسم کو جو ہے وہ درد فیل ہونا چاہیے. لیکن آج ہم اس طرح الگ الگ ہیں کہ بالکل ہی ایک دوسرے کی فکر نہیں, بلکہ ایک تو طرح الگ الگ, بلکہ ایک دوسرے کی دشمنی کے اندر اترے ہوئے ہیں. آج ٹاپک ہے بی یونائٹیڈ, اس کی کیا فوائد ہیں اور نہ ہونے کے کنسیکوینسز کیا ہیں. انشاءاللہ ان سب پہ بات ہوگی. ول اسٹارٹ وتھ بلال شبیر بھائی انشاءاللہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ماشاءاللہ سید صاحب, ا بیوٹیفل ٹاپک بی یونائٹیڈ, اینڈ دس از اے کو ایلیمنٹ اینڈ بلیف اینڈ کانسیپٹ گیون ان اسلام بائی اور بیلوڈ پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دیر از اے فیمس سیئنگ ان عربک, الاتحاد قوت عظیمۃ, دیٹ یونٹی از دی گریٹسٹ پاور, دی گریٹسٹ اسٹرینتھ. اینڈ دس از سین ود ان اسلام, ود ان آور اسلامک ہسٹری, اٹس فل آف دوز بیوٹیفل اکاؤنٹس وے وین دی مسلمز ور یونائٹڈ دے ور ایٹ دی اسٹرانگیسٹ, اینڈ الحمد للہ دیر واز بلیسنگز اینڈ برکت ان دی بزنس ٹریڈ. دے نیو دیٹ دیر ول بی نو چیٹنگ ود دی فیلو مسلم. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al muslimu akhul muslim, that a muslim is a brother of another muslim. And when we give our salam, a basic principle and understanding in the religion, there is a dua that's given, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, meaning may peace be upon you, may salutations be upon you, the mercy of Allah and his blessings. But the ulama derive a hidden meaning from this, that when you mention assalamu alaikum to your fellow muslim brother, you are telling him that your wealth, your honor, and your family and everything is under my protection. So that's in essence what you are saying. You're building this bond with your fellow Muslim brother. And if you look in the Holy Quran, Sayyid Sahab, alhamdulillah, there is one particular verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the importance of brotherhood. It is mentioned in the 26th part of the Quran, Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 10. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwatun فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman. The Muslims are brothers to each other. Therefore, make peace between your two brothers and fear Allah, that you may attain mercy. Here is a clear message from the Holy Quran that Muslims are brothers. And brothers are like an arm for another one, for one another. They are their strength, they are their support system. But today it's seen within our Muslim community, within our society, because of being distant from the Islamic teachings, because of not being aware of these teachings, we are, instead of uniting the Muslims, we are causing separation. And there's a very big wa'id and warning against this as well, Sayyid Sahab, in the prophetic narration. So I'd like to leave everybody with this message in the beginning, that brotherhood, unity, being united, this is something which is a core element in Islam and for the believers. We have to really focus upon this. And inshallah, throughout the program, I'd like to mention historical points from Islam.
Mashallah.
Because from the time of the Sahaba, Sayyid Sahab, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inculcated, emphasized the importance of brotherhood.
MashaAllah. Bilal bhai ne bade pyare انداز میں سٹارٹ کیا, توقیر بھائی بھی ہمارے ساتھ ہے. واقعی توقیر بھائی, یہ آج کل دیکھا جا رہا ہے بہت ویکنیس اس حوالے سے, بہت لیکنگ ہے, اور بہت یعنی کہ اس کی وجہ سے اگر آپ کہیں نا کہ زوال کے مین اسباب میں یہ تو غلط نہیں ہوگا مسلمانوں کے.
ڈیفینیٹلی شاہ صاحب ماشاء اللہ, لائک مینشن بائی بلال شبیر بھائی ماشاء اللہ, ہی مینشن دا وین وی گیو سلام ٹو ون انادر, دا مین ون آف دا مین کانسپٹس, دا ہڈن میسج از دیٹ یو سے ٹو دا ادر پرسن دیٹ یور honor is under my protection. Unfortunately, what we find in our day and age is that it seems as though that the first thing that we are to attack is the honor and the dignity of our other Muslim brother. And the ulama, they mentioned that when it comes to such sins such as backbiting and stuff like this, what is the reason behind these sins being a sin? What's the reason for it to be a sin? The reason is because you are damaging the honor of your Muslim brother. So even just talking bad about the other Muslim brother, whether it's true or not true, this is not allowed in Islam. And the reason for this is why? Because you are damaging the honor and the dignity of the other Muslim brother. So Islam, from the very basic core teaching, teaches us that we must always uphold the dignity and the honor of our fellow Muslim brothers as well. And when Bilal Shabir Bhai was mentioning the points that he was mentioning, one beautiful narration from the blessed life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to mind, and it's a beautiful example of what Islam taught us about brotherhood.
Subhanallah.
And that is the time of migration. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took his Sahaba from Makkatul Mukarrama towards Madinatul Munawwara. They left everything behind in Makkatul Mukarrama. Many of them didn't take any wealth with them at all. Everything left in this in Makkatul Mukarrama, and traveled, said labbaik on the call of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and migrated towards the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Now those Muslims that had already accepted Islam in the city of Madinatul Munawwara, they are known as the Ansar, the helpers. The name that is given to them is that they are the helpers. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in the city of Madinatul Munawwara, what happened was that he gathered all of the Muhajirin, the migrated, and all of the Ansar as well. And after gathering them together, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called out one Ansari Sahabi, one Muhajir Sahabi, one migrating Sahabi, and he said, "You two are brothers. He is your brother and you are his brother." And then those two, they went to the house of the Ansari, and everything took place. And this is the level of brotherhood that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed in his blessed lifetime. Every time we come through anything during our lifetime, we should always look back to the blessed seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Always turn back towards the blessed biography of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we turn towards the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we see this beautiful event of the migration, of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called one Ansari Sahabi, one Muhajir Sahabi, and said that they are brothers with one another. And it is mentioned that when that Ansari Sahabi would take the Muhajir Sahabi back to his house, he would divide everything that he had with him.
Allah, such
an extent that if an Ansari Sahabi was married to two wives, he would divorce one and get the other one, that one that he divorced, married to the Muhajir Sahabi as well. And this is the level of brotherhood that was shown by the Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan. Today, if we think to ourselves that if someone was to come to us and someone was to start speaking to us, and how can we go out of our way to help the other person? Unfortunately, it seems that we make sure that we close doors rather than opening doors. That's the society that we live in.
Allah.
Rather than opening doors for our Muslim brothers, the doors that are already open, we try and close them for them as well. So that the other person, he doesn't feel comfortable in the society, ma'azallah. Whereas Islam teaches us something completely different. Like Bilal Shabir Bhai mentioned, that because as a community, generally, we are very far, we are distant from the teachings of Islam, this is why we are involved in all of these things. The closer we come towards the teachings of Islam, inshallah, the more blessings and the benefits we bring in our life.
Mashallah, Taqir bhai, excellent, beautifully. And this is the ہسٹری کے عظیم واقعوں میں سے ایک ہے. عظیم جو مائگریشن ہوئی اور رہتی دنیا تک کے لیے جو مثال قائم کی گئی مہاجر اور انصار صحابہ نے نا, انہوں نے واقعی جو ہے نا رہتی دنیا تک اگر اسی کو فالو کرنے لگ جائے نا کامیابی قدم چومے گی, یہ یاد رکھیے گا. اور اگر ہم کہتے نا کہ اف یو لک ایٹ دا اسلامک ہسٹری اور اس کے ساتھ ساتھ ہماری عبادات کو دیکھیں تو اس کا ٹرو میسج ہے یونیٹی کا. آپ نماز کو لے لیں, آپ حج کو لے لیں, آپ ان عبادات کو دیکھیں کس طریقے سے ہے کہ ان کے اندر جس طرح اتفاق کا اتحاد کا ایک میسج مل رہا ہے وہ کہیں اور آپ کو نظر نہیں آتا. وہ کہتے ہیں نا ایک ہی صف میں کھڑے ہو گئے محمود و ایاز, نہ کوئی بندہ رہا نہ کوئی بندہ نواز, دنیا کے بڑے سے بڑا امیر سے امیر آدمی ہو لیکن حج کے موقع پہ دو چادر میں نظر آئے گا. کہیں سے بھی آیا ہو ایک ہی جگہ پہ جو ہے وہ آپ کو طواف کرتے ہوئے نظر آئیں گے, وہ بھی ادھر ہی ہوگا جہاں پر جو ہے وہ کسی ایک غریب ملک سے آیا ہوا آپ کو نظر آئے گا. تو یہ کیا ہے, یہ ایک یونیٹی ہے جو اسلام سکھاتا ہے. نماز کے اندر آپ دیکھیں کتنا یونیٹی کا اتنا اہم میسیج جو ہے وہ ہمیں مسلمانوں کو ملتا ہے, لیکن پرابلم یہ ہو گئی ہے کہ ہم ان سے میسیج لینے والے نہیں رہے, ہم اپنے حساب سے چلنے والے ہو گئے ہیں. اس کی وجہ سے آج ہمارے پاس یہ پرابلمس ہی پرابلمس ہیں. اللہ کرے کہ ہم اسلام پر چلنے والے بن جائے تاکہ ہمارے معاشرے کے اندر سکون اور امن آ جائے.
سب ماشاء اللہ, جسٹ لنکنگ ان ٹو دس پوائنٹ وچ توقیب آئی مینشن اباؤٹ دی مہاجرین اینڈ دی انصار, آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ دس ٹو گو وداؤٹ مینشننگ دی ورس آف دی قران. وائی؟ بیکاز اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی پریزڈ دی انصار فار دس ایکشن, فار دس سیلف لیسنس. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی سیز ان سورہ الانفال ورس 74, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, والذین آمنوا وہاجروا وجاہدوا فی سبیل اللہ والذین آووا ونصروا اولئک هم المؤمنون حقا لهم مغفرۃ ورزق کریم. Translation of the Quran comes in Iman, and those who believed and migrated and fought in the path of Allah and those who gave shelter and provided help, it is they who are the true believers. For them is pardon and an honorable sustenance. Within the tafsir of this verse, it mentions in tafsir Surat al-Jinan, in this verse, the iman of both of them, meaning the muhajirin and the ansar, have been attested to and affirmed. And there is mention of them being worthy of divine mercy. As well as this, the purpose of this verse is to mention the greatness and excellence of the muhajirin and ansar. For the muhajirin, those who migrated from Makkah and came to Medina upon the command and the order of the Prophet ﷺ, they left their ancestral home for the sake of Islam. They were willing to leave their friends and family, and they did not think about their wealth, properties and gardens. Likewise, the Ansar, they welcomed the Muhajirin in Medina in such a manner that they made them equal partners in their own homes, wealth and provisions. They are true and complete believers. They have been granted forgiveness for their sins and an honorable sustenance in paradise.
Subhanallah.
So this is such a beautiful concept which Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is praising the believers regarding their brotherhood, their unity. Today we need to take this message forward inshallah and try to adopt this within our life. And we can start off from the four corners of our, from the four walls of our home. Start with our own siblings, our own family members and bring unity amongst them. And inshallah then we will have the passion to spread it to others as well. We're very keen on helping other people outside of the home, but when it comes to in the home, unfortunately there's a lot of discord. I pray Allah gives us this mindset and this understanding of the Sahaba and the teaching of Islam to be welcoming, to be unified and complete as one, as believers.
Ameen, ameen. MashaAllah, Rizwan bhai bhi humare saath hain. Ji, Rizwan bhai.
SubhanAllah. Both Bilal and Tawqeeb bhai have described the topic of unity beautifully so far. When I was first looking at this topic, I was trying to find out what unity is. And just generally, I was thinking it's about being together with someone, a group, whether that's your family, whether we look wider, like we're talking about the community, whether we're looking at the ummah, and you're all focusing together on one goal. You're all working to achieve something together. We're all different people. We've all got different likes, dislikes, but we put all of that to one side and we focus on the common goal that we've got together. Whether we look at this on a work perspective, and teams trying to achieve certain goals on a project, whether we look at this as a family, trying to build our ties and our love as a family together, and whether we look at this as a wider community, society and ummah perspective, and trying to grow Islam as well, inshallah, and trying to get to that path of success. But why are we moving away from this
why are we moving away from unity? And this has got a lot to do with what's being drilled in society now as being successful, and that is around independence. Selling this idea, this concept that it's all about you, it's all about me, myself, and I, the common saying goes. And it's about being independent, it's about what you want to achieve, and everybody else, it doesn't matter as much. And this isn't the way, as we've heard from the holy verses of the Quran and the way of the Muslims, this isn't our way. Our way is to be united together. It's important in so many levels, and we'll touch why being united is so important, because together you're stronger, together you have more passion, together you can support each other, together you as a team, as a family, as an ummah. Some people will have weaknesses, some people will have strength, and you work together and you achieve more together. Like you have, there was an example that I saw once, just one of these pictures, and we gave the example of sticks. You have one stick, it's easy to break. That same stick, you put a group of those sticks together and it becomes a lot harder to break them. Mm. Just a simple visual concept that I gave you about this, the saying that you said at the start, unity is strength. Mm. So these are the things that I wanted to talk about unity, about what concept it has in this society, and talk about it in the different relationships. So like you touched on the household, the relationship between the husband and wife. What does it mean to have unity between a husband and wife? What does it mean to have unity between the wider family, your mother and father, your siblings, even wider than that, your cousins, your aunties and uncles, and you look wider than that, your community. We need to look at all of these aspects and how united we can achieve that path to success sooner, inshallah.
MashaAllah, path to success, yehi hai ke be united. As a Muslim, it's like the branches of trees. Ye yaad rakhiyega. We may grow in different directions, but our root always remain one. Aur wo kya hai? Wo Islam or being a Muslim. Hum bhale darakht na different direction mein hoti hai, uski branches idhar hogi. لیکن روٹ ایک ہی ہوتا ہے ان کا, ایک ہی جڑ ہے جس سے وہ جڑے ہوئے ہوتے ہیں, اور وہ اسلام ہے. تو ہمیں جڑ کر رہنا ہے, جڑنے میں برکت. جیسے انہوں نے مثال دینا, ایک سٹک ٹوٹ جاتی ہے, تو پچھلے دنوں میں نے بھی ایک پکچر دیکھی اور سمجھ بھی آتی ہے کہ ایک ٹرک تھا, اس ٹرک کے اوپر نا بڑے بڑے درخت کٹے ہوئے تھے, 20-30 بڑے بڑے درخت جو ہے نا اس کے ساتھ جا رہے, اور سامنے ایک درخت, وہ درخت جڑا ہوا تھا, اور ٹرک کو دکھایا گیا, ٹرک لگا اس کے ساتھ. وہ لگا ہے تو ہوا کیا کہ وہ ٹرک جو تھا نا وہ ڈیمیج ہو گیا, لیکن ایک ہی درخت لگا ہوا تھا, لیکن اس درخت لگے ہوئے کے ساتھ یہ لگا. جب ٹرک کا ایکسیڈنٹ ہوا تو ٹرک جو ہے وہ ڈیمیج ہو گیا, حالانکہ اس کے اوپر 20 ٹرک جو تھے وہ لگے ہوئے تھے, لیکن وہ جو درخت تھے وہ الگ الگ تھے, وہ کٹ چکے تھے اپنے روٹ سے, وہ جڑے ہوئے نہیں تھے, ان کی پاور ختم تھی, ان کی ویلیو نہیں تھی. تو ایک عام سا ٹرک بھی 20 درخت کو جو ہے وہ کیری کر سکتا تھا, لیکن اگر جب درخت اپنی جگہ پر جڑا ہوا ہے, اپنے روٹ کے ساتھ جڑا ہوا ہے, پھر اس کو ہلانا آسان نہیں ہوتا. اگر ہم اپنے اسلام کا جو ہمارا روٹ ہے اس کے ساتھ جڑ جائیں گے, جو روٹ سے ہمارے, کوئی ہمیں ہلا نہیں سکتا. جو کچھ بھی ہیں سب اپنے ہی ہاتھوں کے ہیں کرتوت. شکوا ہے زمانے سے نہ قسمت سے گلا ہے, دیکھے ہیں یہ دن اپنی ہی غفلت کی بدولت. سچ ہے کہ برے کام کا انجام برا ہے. یہ یاد رکھیے کہ جو دین بڑی شان سے نکلا تھا وطن سے, پردیس میں وہ آج غریب الغربا ہے. تو یہ جو ہم چاہتے ہیں نا کہ اگر ترقی ہو تو ہمارا روٹس جو ہے ہمارے اسلام کے ساتھ جڑے رہیں گے نا, تو نہ کوئی ہلا سکتا ہے, نہ کوئی جھکا سکتا ہے, نہ کوئی کٹ سکتا ہے, نہ کوئی ختم کر سکتا ہے. ایک ہی چیز ہے, اور وہ اسلام کے ساتھ جڑنا. بینگ اے مسلم, بی یونائٹیڈ, انشاءاللہ یو ول آلویز گیٹ سکسیس انشاءاللہ. ارون بھائی بھی ہمارے ساتھ ہیں.
Month of Hajj as well, and Dhul Hijjah, normally when we go to the blessed lands, we see thousands and thousands of people, and you know, we don't know any of them, but this itself, that journey itself, is a big eye-opener for us. Our deen, our religion, Islam, is not restricted by color, by race, or by language, or by tongue. It's a very vast deen, and like you said, the mission for it, or the aim for it, and the agenda for it is one. And alhamdulillah, the Prophet has also stated in the hadith that verily the believers are like a structure, each part strengthening the other. So one strengthens the other, and then he clenched his his fifth language. So, you know, the Prophet on many occasions of his life has told us and reiterated the importance of unity. And, you know, one example of this, for example, when a global crisis happens somewhere, or a famine goes somewhere, or a drought, or, you know, a natural disaster hits somewhere, you know, Muslims, they always rush to the help. And again, they do not know this money of theirs, this donation of theirs, who is going to, how it's going to help, but they are at the front, they are at the front line trying to help, trying to get aid over there. This is a sign of a Muslim, and you know, this shows us, and you know, some sort of hope as well that, you know, Muslims are united, that when something like this breaks out, we, regardless of who is going to, we are there and we keep these Muslims in our heart. And no doubt, you know, like mentioned, the things that are achievable with unity, they are either not achievable or they take much, much longer to do as separated. So the benefits of unity, alhamdulillah, amen, inshallah, will continue.
बस सीधी सी बात है, मुझे प्यास लगी है. अब हमारे में यूनिटी नहीं होगी, मुझे उठकर जाना पड़ेगा, पानी लेना पड़ेगा. मेरे बराबर में तकीर भाई, कहूंगा तकीर भाई जरा पानी. वो होगा हारून भाई के आगे, हारून भाई ने वहां से बढ़ाना है, तकीर भाई के पास आना है, तकीर भाई ने मुझे दे देना है. बगैर किसी इतनी मेहनत के, मुश्किल के मेरा काम हो गया. यूनिटी है ना, सीधी सी बात है. और मुझे पानी चाहिए, उन्हें उठकर जाना पड़ता, पहले माइक उतारूंगा, फिर जाऊंगा पानी लेकर आऊंगा. लेकिन इत्तेफाक में बरकत है, इधर से इधर और इधर से उधर काम हो जाता है. ये है तौकीर भाई, अल्लाह करे कि हम समझाने में कामयाब हो जाए कि इस वक्त माशरे का अलमिया जो है ना, आपस में इत्तेफाक नहीं है, सिला रहमी नहीं है, एक दूसरे को लूटने कसूटने का जो ना जहन बना हुआ है, हसद भरा हुआ है. और इसमें वो कहते हैं ना कि हमारे अंदर इस्लामी तालीमात नहीं है, इसकी वजह से एक मेन जो प्रॉब्लम है वो ये है.
डेफिनेटली सिला रहमी इज अ बिग, द लैक ऑफ सिला रहमी is a big cause of the disunity in our community as well. The having good affairs with our family members, this is a very important part of Islam as well. Sila rahmi, to be treat your family members with in a good way. So because this is not implemented, that is why many a time we find that there's disunity in the family as well. Because the father is not showing sila rahmi towards his children, towards his brothers, towards his sisters, etc., etc., whatever relationships come under the concept of Sila Rahmi. Because of this, this is why there's a lot of disunity in the families as well. So if we start showing Sila Rahmi towards our family members, inshaAllah ta'ala, hopefully the unity will increase as well, love will increase as well. And this will inshaAllah bring great benefit to our family, our families, our society, overall to the ummah as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. So Isab, one more thing I wanted to add is that generally in our lifetime, as Muslims, as humans, we see many things in our life, but we don't take a lesson from it. Like Rizwan Bhai mentioned the example of a stick and many sticks. That's a beautiful example to understand the importance of unity. Another beautiful example that we can think about is that, for example, when you look at a shepherd taking his sheep to a certain area, the sheep that are together, No one will attack those sheep. But one sheep, say example, one sheep is just coming straight along, or straying along on the side, all on his own, away from the rest of the group. He is a prime target for a wolf or something to attack it. Mm-hmm. This is a clear example for us that how important unity is. If only we are able to take a lesson from it. We see many things in our life, we don't take a lesson from it. So this is something that we need to build in ourselves as well, that whatever comes forward in our life, we take a lesson from it, inshaAllah ta'ala, and we try to realize the lessons behind these silent messages.
This, just like you were mentioning about these silent messages, if we look at so many aspects of Islam and the worshipping in Islam, Harun Bhai mentioned Hajj. Similarly, if you look at Salah, look at the concept of Jamaat, congregational Jamaat, look at the concept of standing shoulder to shoulder with your brother.
SubhanAllah.
This is all promoting unity. Look, if you look at another pillar of Islam, look at Zakat. Giving your wealth, a share of your wealth, what Allah has bestowed upon you, to those that necessities and are eligible for it. This is all about unity. This is about looking after others. The same about, we look at Salam. All of these topics, I mean all of these aspects and worship, they've got so much wisdom, and there's a hidden message in there about uniting with others, looking after each other, respecting each other. It's not just about yourself, mashallah.
You say so. I think I want to give another example, because we're on the topic of examples. So you said this is one which nobody can deny.
Asal mein aaj kal hoga tha ji, examples samjhao, samjhao, logical baat karo. Ye bhi ek ajeeb si baat hai. Yani ki samne ki cheez bhi unko logical taur pe samjhai jaye. Samjhani chahiye padti hai.
This will be very simple, Sayyid Sahab. We take water. A droplet of water. If anybody was to put a droplet of water in my hand, and I would ask them, what is this? A droplet of water. Is this going to harm you in any way? No. Okay, I'll take this same droplet of water, put into the ocean. Now I'll say, will that water harm you if you are without any ship in the middle of the ocean? Here it's telling us that this one droplet of water, when it has been placed within a magnitude, a collection of water particles, droplets of water, that becomes an ocean. And an ocean, we know, is detrimental. A person can drown. A person is, have many people, unfortunately, have become victims to this. But there's other issues and points. This is a simple example of just water. That unity is where the power is, where the strength is. And this is why, unfortunately, we see our Muslim ummah in this disunity today, and this problem that we are in today. If we came together, alhamdulillah, Da'at Islami is giving us this teaching, this mindset on our TV screens, alhamdulillah. But this is something that we can start off with within our homes, within ourselves, within our friends as well. But I'd like to keep one thing very highlighted and important here. Is that when we mean unity, we have to also make sure that our companionship, the people who we are uniting with, they are also correct as well. They are good, they are sound, sound in their beliefs, sound in their actions as well. Because there is a narration which has been mentioned by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا طاعة في معصية الله إنما الطاعة في المعروف. It is not permissible to obey anyone in the disobedience of Allah Almighty. Obedience is only in righteous actions. And today, if we are saying, okay, you've told us to rectify our relations with the people, but if that person, for example, is on such a level where, for example, his beliefs are corrupt, then he has to be guided by the scholars. It is not the matter for us laymen to go and guide such people. So we have to be very careful. And unity, for example, say, if we say that, okay, you've told us to reconcile with people who are in our family. So now if a child wants to have a wedding, for example, and he wants music, and the parents have this mindset, oh, reconciliation is good. They have told us to unite ties and bonds. Everybody knows that, look, there's a level to everything. There are steps and conditions for everything. You will not obey someone if he disobeys Allah. So that child who is asking for inappropriate or actions which are sinful to be taken place, the parents will not listen to him. And same the other way around, if the parents tell the children to do something, here Islam says we will not listen to our parents because they are disobeying the commands of Allah. So again, it's very important that we listen to unity and we understand the concept of unity, but also remember that it doesn't mean in every single case. We have to be very mindful, and may Allah guide us in this aspect as well.
Wo inhone jo misal di na pani ki, usko simple agar main jo main samjhaun, akele hai na, single hai, uski koi itni value nahi hai. पानी के साथ वो समंदर के साथ मिल गया तो वो एक कचरा नहीं कह रहा है, वो समंदर ही कह रहा है. उसकी एक वैल्यू बढ़ गई है, उसकी स्ट्रेंथ बढ़ गई है, उसकी पावर बढ़ गई है. तो वो अकेला जो होता है वो एक ही होता है. और आप कहते हैं 1+1 2 होता है, हम कहते 1+1 11 हो जाता है. कोई 11 समझता है, कोई 2 कहता है, लेकिन पावर बढ़ जाती है, चीजें बढ़ जाती है. कुछ लॉजिकल चीजें भी होती हैं, कुछ कहते ना वो माइंड सेट भी होता है लोगों का, कि भाई बस वो मानना ही नहीं, उन्होंने अपना माइंड सेट बनाया हुआ है कि नहीं भाई मैंने अकेले ही रहना है. फ्रीडम, बस फ्रीडम का एक लव जो उन्होंने कहा ना, फ्रीडम के चक्कर में आप वो ऐसे फ्री हुए कि बिल्कुल ही आउट ऑफ जो है ना वो कंट्रोल हो गए. इतना फ्रीडम विद लिमिटेशन होती है. ये ना हो कि लोग जो है वो उसका फायदा उठा ले. दोनों वाक्य सुनाया है कि एग्जाम्पल है, तो मैं भी एक एग्जाम्पल सुना देता आपका. दे वर द टू लाइन इन जंगल, दे वर वेरी फ्रेंड टू ईच अदर. एक जवान था और एक बूढ़ा था, बड़ी दोस्ती थी. आपस में कुछ गलत फहमी हो गई, हो जाता है मिसअंडरस्टैंडिंग, दोनों दुश्मन बन गए. अब एक दफा क्या हुआ कि जो बूढ़ा, जो ओल्ड लाइन था ना, ही वॉज अलोन, तो 20-25 कुत्तों ने घेर लिया उसको. डॉग्स. अब उन्होंने देखा ये बूढ़ा है, अकेला है, तो वैसे इसके दोस्त से तो नाराजगी है, चलो इसको काम तमाम करते हैं. वो भौंकने लगे, उस पर हमला करने लगे. इतने में वो जो जिससे दोस्ती थी पहले, तो वो जो जवान वाला था, वो उसने देखा ये, तो उसने चीखा. अब वो चीखा जब आया तो ये कुत्ते भाग गए एकदम. तो समझाने वाला ने पूछा कि ये तो तुम्हारा दुश्मन हो गया था, ये तुम्हारा दुश्मन था, तुमने इसकी मदद क्यों की, अच्छा है इसको मारने देते। उसने बड़ी लॉजिकल बात की। वो जो जवान शेर था उसने कहा ठीक है हमारे आपस के इख्तलाफ हो गए, हमारे रिश्ते कमजोर हो गए, लेकिन इसका यह मतलब नहीं है कि कुत्ते आकर फायदा उठाए, दुश्मन आकर फायदा उठाए, इसका यह मतलब नहीं है। आपकी इंटरनल कमजोरी, इंटरनल आपका इंटरनल कोई मामला हुआ घर में, इसका फायदा आउटसाइडर आकर उठाए, इसका कितना बड़ा लॉस हो रहा है ये आज हम देख रहे हैं। आज हम देख रहे हैं कि हमारा कितना बड़ा लॉस हो रहा है। हम अपने घरों की बातों को क्या करते हैं कि इसका खत्म किया, इससे जाके बाहर दुश्मन हमारा फायदा उठाकर हमें आपस से जो है वो बिल्कुल उसने ब्रेकअप किया हुआ, एक दूसरे से ना मिलते हैं ना बातचीत करते हैं, इसका फायदा कौन उठा रहा है ये सोचिएगा जरूर आज आप, इसका फायदा कौन उठा रहा है, इसका फायदा दुश्मन ही उठाता है। इसलिए आपस में इत्तेफाक रखें, यूनिटी रखें, इंशाल्लाह कभी नाकाम नहीं होंगे।
Difference of opinion, which creates moments which leads to separation, discords, arguments, and you know the list goes on. And you know another example that's given, for example, is a fly comes and sits on your nose. You don't cut your nose off.
कोई बोले काट दूँगा तो उसके तो मसला होगा ना, बोलेंगे इसको सोचना पड़ेगा क्या कह रहा
है। You will make the
fly
go away. You remove that defect. You remove that illness or that misunderstanding in this case. So, you know, we see that families, relatives, especially in our communities from the subcontinent, you know, he didn't invite me to the event. You know, my son, my this and this, they'll never speak to them. And, you know, they cut off ties like there's no tomorrow. And there's no, in their mind, there's no space for reconciliation. They're like, no, that's it, you know. Who do you think he is?
मेरे जनाजे में भी नहीं आना, ये भी जुमला कह देते
हैं। You know, go to very bad extremes, and this is all because a lack of patience, a lack of knowledge. They don't know that, you know, as a Muslim, without a Shari reason, which many of the time is not, you're not allowed to leave ties with another Muslim for 3 days.
Yeah.
But you know, we're not talking 3 days, we're talking years on years here. They don't see each other, they don't talk, not even whether it's Eid, a funeral. Could be any occasion, they'll just be cut off as for good. And this is what's really damaging. This is what gives others the opportunity to take advantage, to take lead on this and to create even more misconfusion. And then, you know, it goes on down to the families. Oh no, your dad didn't do this and this, so why should we come and why should we do this? So it's one little issue, which if resolved at that time, would make everything okay. But it's that one issue that becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and then floods on to, unfortunately, generations to come. And, you know, if we just get rid of that root initial cause, then inshallah this can pave way for many good causes in the future.
Harun bhai, is, you know, we all have differences. This is a fact. We all have differences. Whether it's husband and wife, whether it's friend to friend. Simple example, whether it's the food we eat. One person will like some tikka boti, one person will like some kebab. It doesn't mean that you've got to break ties with that person. There's a thing called compromise. There's a thing called compromise. We can either have this tikka boti first and next time we'll have the kebab, or we can have a mix. There's a thing called compromise. Let's have both happiness. Humor to one side. Talking about the household, when we're talking about husband and wife, sometimes it's so simple things. That's why I mentioned something like this. Sometimes when you hear the actual things why people are falling out and separating and bickering, it's over the smallest thing that you'd laugh at it. You'd absolutely laugh at it. And it might be something as crazy as that. But when you're putting things on social media, putting it on your statuses that my husband's done this or my wife's done this, or you're going in friend circles and you're not showing that unity together, you need to resolve certain problems, need to be resolved together with the husband and wife. Certain matters shouldn't be discussed with anybody else outside. They should be kept between themselves. When you start opening up, like you said, that parda, that can, whatever you want to call it, you're only inviting problems in. You need to be united. This relationship is so special in Islam. It's given so much status between the husband and the wife. And unfortunately, we don't value it anymore. And it, you know, it's just 1, 2, 3, done. No matter over the tiniest little issues. And that's one topic that I wanted to try. I'm not going into too much detail because if we start it will go on. But husband and wife need to be united, need to be on the same page and need to compromise.
घर से निकले नहीं पहले स्टेटस पे आ गया सबको पता चल गया कि झगड़ा हो गया है जी अब जिन्होंने मिर्ची तेल वेल डालना होगा ना वो सब तैयार हो
गए
सब खैरियत है क्या हुआ था बस नहीं पूछो क्या हुआ था बस यही होना था नहीं पूछो वो सारा बता देंगे ये कहते रहेंगे नहीं पूछो जो नहीं भी होना था ना वो अपने पास से बता चुके होंगे कि रास्ते सारे बंद कर देते इस माशरे में इस वक्त जो दौर है जो हम रह रहे हैं जिसमें everyone try to find fault in other person हर कोई एक दूसरे की गलती ढूंढने में मैग्नीफाइंग ग्लास से तो कोई दूरबीन के साथ तो पता नहीं किन किन चीजों के साथ लगा हुआ है एक दूसरे की गलती ढूंढने के अंदर के बाद मैं ठीक हूँ आई एम द परफेक्ट पर्सन वो जो सामने वाला है ना उसको तो पता ही कुछ नहीं है उसको क्या पता इस चीज का जी मैं इतना बड़ा मास्टर आदमी हूँ वो उनको क्या पता मेरे आगे जब हर बंदा अगर ये चीज ढूंढ रहा होगा तो यूनिटी कहां से आएगी यूनिटी आती है माफ करने से यूनिटी आती है दरगुजर करने से यूनिटी आती है बर्दाश्त करने से अच्छा इन सारे सिनारियों में हैप्पी कौन होता है हमारा सबसे बड़ा दुश्मन शैतान ही डजंट वांट टू बी यूनाइटेड वो कभी भी नहीं चाहता कि मुसलमान मुत्तहिद हो वो कभी भी नहीं चाहता घर में इत्तेफाक हो वो कभी भी नहीं चाहता कि लोग सुकून से अल्लाह की फर्मा बरदारी करते हुए जिंदगी गुजारे अब ये हमें गौर करना है कि हम किसकी बात मानेंगे अपने रब की बात मानेंगे रब को राजी करेंगे या शैतान दुश्मन को हम खुश कर रहे हैं आपस में इख्तलाफ करके आपस में लड़ झगड़ कर आपस के जो है ना हम तोड़कर ब्रदरहुड ये हम शैतान को खुश कर रहे होते हैं अपने रब को खुश नहीं कर रहे होते ये याद रखिएगा इसमें लॉस जो है वो सरासर हमारा ही है कोई तो बढ़े ना आगे कोई तो दरगुजर करे कोई तो माफ करे कोई तो एटीट्यूड चेंज करे कोई तो अपनी चीजों को चेंज करने की कोशिश करे ना अगर सभी ये कहते रहते हैं कि सामने वाला चेंज हो मैं चेंज नहीं होऊंगा तो चेंजिंग नहीं आएगी हमें बर्दाश्त भी चाहिए हमें तहमुल भी चाहिए हमें इग्नोर करना भी आना चाहिए हमें माफ करना भी आना चाहिए तब जाकर ब्रदरहुड और ये जिसको हम कह रहे हैं ना कि यूनिटी इंशाल्लाह फिर आप देखेंगे किस तरफ kamyabi ki taraf lekar jata
hai sir we're talking Harumba mentioned about cutting off ties if you look at the narrations all of the major nights in the year of the Islamic calendar where it is mentioned that so many people are forgiven or along in those narrations all generally it mentions that on that night from those people that won't be forgiven one of those are those people are cut off ties so we need to think about the consequences of cutting off ties as well Sometimes over something very small, like you remember mentioning something that is laughable, something that's very laughable, we think that, you know what, it's okay, it's fine. But in reality, what we need to think about is that if we are cutting off ties and this is called becoming a barrier in our forgiveness, then what's going to happen? If it becomes a barrier in our forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then where are we going to turn to?
Exactly.
Without that, there's no one that we can turn to then. So we need to make sure that we don't cut off ties. Keep that unity, keep that brotherhood strong, inshallah ta'ala. Like we mentioned earlier about Silla Rahmi, continue with Silla Rahmi, have good affairs, good conduct with your family members, inshallah ta'ala. And inshallah, you'll have the benefits of this in this world, as well as in the hereafter.
Bahut sari cheeze kehne ki, lekin baharal hamare paas ek package maujood hai. Aaiye aapko ek package dikhate hain, inshallah.
Saba was a very good and intelligent girl, but was handicapped to walk. Saba used to see herself walking and running every night in her dreams. But when she would wake up, she would be very sad for being handicapped. One day, Saba was sitting inside the park watching the other kids play. She started to cry, but in the meantime, she heard a voice. She suddenly thought that the voice is coming from underneath the bench. She looked down and saw an injured poor sparrow. Saba picked up the sparrow and said, It looks like you have fallen out from your nest. Let me help you out. Saba applied medicine on the leg of the baby sparrow which made it fly. The sparrow flew and went into her nest. A pious person was watching all of this from far away. He said to Saba, You have performed a noble act. I will pray to Allah Almighty to reward you over this noble act. The pious person started to pray for Saba. The next day, when Saba woke up in the morning, she was walking on her feet and was very happy. When her dad saw her walking on her feet, he could not control his tears. Saba said to her dad, "Look, I can walk." The dad said, "Daughter, how did this happen?" Saba replied, "Dad, I helped out a bird. Then a pious person prayed for me. Allah Almighty has accepted his prayer." Lesson: what we learn from this story is that being merciful towards animals and birds is a good act, and other people's prayers can also become a means for our problems being removed. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, "A brother's prayer in the favor of his brother that is asked for the pleasure of Allah Almighty gets accepted."
MashaAllah, beautiful lesson in this small package as well. Hame har cheez se na seekhne wale seekh lete hain, nasihat lene wale pakad hi lete hain. Hamare samne itni misale hain ke log jab aapas mein ittefaq, aap dekhen ke jab ittefaq aur pyar mohabbat thi, ghar mein ek kamata tha, sab khate the. Aaj ittefaq nahi hai, sare bhai kama rahe hain, walid bhi kama raha hai, walida bhi kama rahi hai, ghar wale bhi kama rahe, bacche bhi kama rahe, phir bhi pura nahi ho raha. Ek practical misal hai, barkat kahan gayi hai? Barkat ittefaq mein. Jab when you have a unity, you can achieve a big target like this. Kehte hai na pata bhi nahi chalega jab ittefaq hai, aur jab ittefaq nahi hai to itni si cheez bhi na wo pahad ki tarah lagti hai. To hum chahe rishtedar ho, ghar ho, aur ye bhi hai na ke if you want to gain blessings in your life and in your sustenance, hadith paak bhi hai na ke jiski khwahish hai ke uske rizq mein aur uski aulaad mein barkat ho to wo sila rahe apne rishtedaron ke sath, apne kareebi jo hain unke sath jo hai wo acha bartav kare, aur balki sadqa bhi jo aap karte hain na, toote jo toote hue roote hue rishtedar hote hain unko aap denge to double sawab milega.
Inshallah.
Ab dusron ko de rahe achhi baat hai, lekin jo apne roote hue hain, naraaz hain humse, unki hame parwah hi nahi hai na, theek hai ye hota hai to hone do. Sanu ki to sanu kyun nahi ki bhai, hai hame parwah hai apne bhai ki, kyun naraaz kyun baithe hue aap? To aaj hue ho sakta to phone uthaye apne bhai ko kare, ye is tarah bila wajah ki naraazi mein phasa na de. जो रहम नहीं करता उस पर रहम नहीं किया जाता, जो माफ नहीं करता है उसको भी माफ नहीं किया जाएगा, ये याद रखिएगा. जहाँ पे शरीयत की बात हो रही है, अगर शरीयत से बाहर कोई बात है तो वो एक अलग चीज है, उसके ऊपर ना माफी की बात हो रही है ना कोई ऐसी चीज. हम शरीयत के दायरे के अंदर और शरीयत के तकाजों के हवाले से जो है वो बात कर रहे थे.
जी बिलाल, ये सब अगेन द कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ यूनिटी. अनदर थिंग व्हिच डिस्ट्रॉयज यूनिटी इज लाइक यू मेंशन बिफोर, नमीमा, व्हिच इज टेल बेयरिंग टेल टेलिंग. Telling one thing to another person and then telling the complete opposite to another person. These types of people in the prophetic narration have been highlighted as the most despicable of people in the sight of Allah. The most hated, the most despised people in the sight of Allah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most evil slaves of Allah azza wa jal are those who tell amongst the people and create separation between friends. The pious predecessors rahimahumullah have stated, save yourself from the enemies of intellect and the thieves of love. And he said, these thieves, they speak offensively and tell. Then they mentioned generally that thieves, they steal wealth, whereas these people who backbite and tell, they steal love, they steal this unity and this brotherhood. So this is another cause of why we are separated today, because we have such ill-hearted and hard-hearted people in our society who are causing this separation, and they think, they, I don't know what goes through their mind, but causing this separation will bring them no benefit in the hereafter. If it gives them apparently some benefit in the world, in the hereafter there will be completely no benefit for them. And it's also mentioned in a narration that a tale bearer, a tale teller, he will not enter paradise. No matter how much beautiful he may look, or that person may look, or how beautiful he may speak, if he is a tale bearer and he doesn't give up his ways, he does not repent, then he will not be able to enter paradise. And this is one message I'd like to highlight. May Allah give us this understanding that being a tale bearer is not good in the slightest.
Shaitan ka dost hi hua na.
Ji.
Ye jo jhagde karane wala hai, dushmaniya karane wala, idhar se udhar se idhar karne wala, Rizwan bhai, you know, ye hum bas sirf ye gaur kare ki ye sari cheeze karne se khush kaun ho raha hai? Jo dushman hai hamara, usko khush kar rahe hain aur apne rab ko naraaz kar rahe hain. ये घर वालों के अंदर झगड़े हो रहे हैं तो किसी मतलब ओहदे की वजह से आपस में वो आगे बढ़ गया तो रिश्ता तोड़ दिया, बस अब इससे बात नहीं करनी, ये बर्तन या मुझे से आगे चला गया है तो मारना शुरू कर देते हैं, तो घूरना शुरू कर देते हैं, एक किसी ने कोई बात करी आगे से चार बातें सुनाना शुरू कर देते हैं, बच्चों की अम्मी से कोई बात हुई. शैतान तो यही चाहता है, मतलब हम टोटल ये गौर करें कि मेरा ये एक्शन मुझे जन्नत में लेकर जा रहा है या मुझे जहन्नम में लेकर जा रहा है.
एग्जैक्टली से सम पीपल डोंट फोकस ऑन दिस. One of the reasons, Bilal Bhai, you mentioned is that they might get some benefit in the world. some people might do, and they're looking at it from, they're looking to break rishte and marriages because they've got some sort of worldly benefit, some sort of temporary benefit in this world. And some people, you see, are doing it just for fun. Like you mentioned, who's getting happy? Shaitan. But unfortunately, you see some people getting happiness. Like a common, you see it in scenarios, for example, if you're going to a barber shop or another shop, and people are just sat there with no purpose, gossiping about certain families, certain people. This person's done this. Have you heard about this person? Laughing and joking about somebody else going into troubles. Somebody else's house is split up. Somebody else has lost a load of money. Somebody lost a business. And they're joking about it. Oh, did he think he was going to do it? What did he think he was going to do this? He thought he was a big man doing this. And they're genuinely getting pleasure out of this. What is this? As Bapa says, what is this? This is you're relating to Shaitan, aren't you? We're not protecting Muslims. We should be looking after their wealth, looking after their izzat, looking after their names and everything about them. But going back to the point that you mentioned earlier about, you know, everybody has strengths and weaknesses. Why are we drawn to the negatives of people? Why are we always looking for the negatives of people? This is the job of a fly. A fly is always going to the negative aspect, is always going to the rubbish. This is not the job of a Muslim. A Muslim is to be positive. Look at all the positives of that person. Whether it's your family relative, whether it's somebody at work, look at their strengths. Look at all the things they have done for you. For example, at work, I'm going to give you an example. At work, we have people of all different capabilities, all different ages. One person is really good in IT. He may not be very good at maths. The other person is very good at maths. He may not be very good at IT. Another person, he's got an age. He's got a lot of experience. We're not going to go to the one person who's not good at maths and just keep putting him down and saying, you're not good at maths, and keep giving him maths tasks. And we're not going to go to the person and saying, you're not good at IT, we're going to keep giving you IT tasks. The person who's not good at these sort of things because he's got that experience, we're not going to keep putting him in that situation. But we play them to their strength. Look at each person's strength and unite and work towards that goal of achieving that project. Similarly, we can do this in the family. We can do this in the muashara. Look at everybody's strengths. Look at all those things they have done for you. Look at the positives and focus on them rather than the negatives all the time.
Zombie, you know, now it's, we're in the era of the exposed culture. You know, before you hear about anything, you will see it on your feed, you will see it on your mobile phone.
Mm.
And it's almost like anything that is worthy of sharing, people just jump to it. And you'll find many real life scenarios where someone, something, he's been damaged in a way, his property has been damaged, his life is in danger. We're talking about life threatening situations. And there'll be people who are recording the situation, but they won't step out and try for the ambulance, the police, or whatever could be done to help in that situation. There might be someone who could go and save their life, but no, recording or, you know, capturing that moment is more important, which is, you know, the pinnacle of, I'd say, stupidity nowadays. And unfortunately, it's like it's been fed into the mind that, you know, let me do this so I can ask me the first to share, or I can be, you know, I can get this and get likes, or I don't know what exactly is the objective behind this. But it's a widespread disease that we find in our society nowadays.
मुझे जो है ना इस पे वो अगर मुस्कुराहट भी आ रही और हंसी भी आ रही हो छोटे हैं बच्चियाँ तो हमारी बच्ची अक्सर होती जी चीज़ दी sharing and caring. आप जो बात कर रहे हैं ना ये sharing और caring बड़ा मशहूर famous जुमला है
जी जी
कि sharing and caring लेकिन ये sharing and caring नहीं है ये sharing and damaging है उस बबल हम तो share कर रहे हैं share नहीं कर रहे ये उसको डैमेज कर रहे हैं ये उसकी वीडियो बनाना उसकी बेइज्जती करना चलते चलते गिर गया लिख दिया जी जोक ऑफ द डे जोक ऑफ द डे नहीं है आप खुद हो अब आपको जोक के आगे ईआर लगा देंगे तो आप बोलेंगे क्या बोलते आप उससे बड़े हो जो उस बेचारे का मजाक उड़ा रहे हो मुसलमान तो अपने मुसलमान भाई का पर्दा रखने वाला होता है हदीस पाक में जो अपने मुसलमान भाई के ऐब छुपाएगा दुनिया में अल्लाह कयामत में उसके ऐबों पर पर्दा रखेगा और हम तो ढूंढ रहे होते हैं कि नहीं कोई चीज पता चले क्या हुआ फला वहां जाके कैमरा लगा देंगे अब पता चलेगा आएगा इसकी स्कूटर स्टार्ट नहीं होती इसकी गाड़ी पता होता है क्या होगा और डब्बा रखा हुआ होता है डब्बे के अंदर पत्थर रख देते हैं अब वो आएगा उसको भी इतना नहीं है, उनको पता है ये डब्बे को किक मारेगा, अब वो किक मारेगा खाली डब्बा होता तो उड़ता हुआ जाता, इसका भी थोड़ा वो था, इन्होंने वीडियो बनानी थी उसमें पत्थर था, उसकी टांग टूट गई, तो ऐसा हुआ है? ऐसे मजाक करते हैं, ऐसी चीजें करते हैं, शेयरिंग एंड कैरिंग नहीं है, केयरिंग शेयरिंग एंड वो कैरिंग एंड डैमेजिंग, ये सारी चीजें इसके अंदर मिक्स हो जाती है। तो गिर भाई
डेफिनेटली अनफॉर्चुनेटली द सोसाइटी इज वेरी वेरी वेयर्ड व्हेन यू थिंक अबाउट इट. Sometimes the things that we do in our society nowadays are very alarming, and sometimes you can't get your mind around it as well. So like you mentioned, Harumba just mentioned as well, that it's the race who's to go live first. Everyone, whatever platform you're using, everyone wants to be live first. I got the live first, and I'm broadcasting it to the entire world. What's the purpose of all of this? Like you mentioned, that we should be individuals that are covering the faults of others, whereas nowadays, like Harumba mentioned, we live in an exposed society, that we want to expose the faults of everyone. And Rizwanba was mentioning as well that what happens is that a Muslim mindset should be that not look and focus towards a negative point, but it seems nowadays we are blind to positivity, and we've talked about this many a time on our Sulta Path to Success, positive mind and all of this stuff. Many a time we've gone over this, and we've mentioned that how important it is to have a positive mindset. Always look at the positive aspects of your fellow Muslim brother. This is the teaching of Islam. But unfortunately, it seems that we can only see negatives in another person. He might be the best qari, might be so good at so many things, but we cannot see all of them. We can only see his negative point. And unfortunately, this is like Rizwanba mentioned, this is a society that we have been brought up in. And this is the culture of the society. And this is something that all of us need to think about.
Allah Hazrat Allah Rehma farmate hain, khabees gumaan khabees dil se hi nikalta hai. Banda ke andar khud hi burai hai to wo burai hi dekh raha hota hai. Khud positive mind ka hoga to usko positive cheeze nazar aayengi. Kuch kalam ki farmaishein bhi hai, lekin isse pehle ek aur segment le lete hain. Blessed Shrine, aaiye dekhte hain ke ye kis mubarak hasti ka inshaallah azza wajad pehla iska ek کھانا ہٹے گا, پھر دوسرا, اس سے پہلے اگر مبلغین پہنچ جائے تو وہ بھی بتائیں گے انشاءاللہ. جی چلائیے گا. ہائے ہائے کیا بات ہے, سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ. کیا سمجھیں کیا ہے, آپ گئے ادھر؟ چلو میں آپ کو یہ بھی بتا دوں, آپ گئے ادھر توقیر بھائی بھی گئے ہیں, ہارون بھائی بھی گئے ہیں,
ترکی ہے ترکی,
آئی ڈونٹ نو اباؤٹ رضوان بھائی, رضوان بھائی شاید نہیں میرے ساتھ, لیکن بلال بھائی شاید, لیکن باہر آئیے. سیکنڈ اس کا سیکنڈ چلاتا ہے جی ویورز آف مدنی چینل, آپ بھی دیکھیں گے کس بلیس پرسنالٹی کا شرائن ہے, اور بڑا پیارا اور بڑا جو ہے وہ ماشاء اللہ روحانی جگہ ہے, خوب برکتیں ملتی ہیں یہاں
پہ.
کیا فرما رہے ہیں؟
داتا صاحب,
داتا صاحب فرما رہے. نہیں جی, یہ داتا صاحب کا مزار شریف نہیں ہے. کیا فرماتے ہیں جی؟ کچھ تھوڑا سا سیکنڈ آپ کو اور دے دیتے ہیں, پھر آگے بھی جانا ہے, تھوڑا سا غور کریں جی. کیا فرماتے ہیں؟
عبداللہ شاہ غازی,
عبداللہ شاہ غازی رحمت اللہ علیہ کے بارے میں فرما رہے ہیں. چلے جی, ذرا باقی ہٹائیے گا, دیکھتے ہیں کون سا مزار شریف ہے. ماشاء اللہ, عبداللہ شاہ غازی رحمت اللہ علیہ کا مزار شریف ہے, باب المدینہ کراچی کے اندر جو ہے, کی برکتیں اور اللہ کرے کے بعد اب حاضری کی سعادت ملے ہمیں. ماشاء اللہ, توقیر بھائی پہنچے, مدنی چینل کے ناظرین پہنچے تھے, نہیں پہنچے تھے, بہرحال اللہ تعالیٰ ان بزرگوں کی برکت ہم سب کو عطا فرمائے. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کچھ کلام کی فرمائش تھی, انشاءاللہ کلام سمجھ.
بولا لو پھر مجھے میں
एक सेगमेंट है इंशाल्लाह उसको भी ले लेते हैं और वो है गोल्डन पर्सनैलिटी इंशाल्लाह। आज जिस पर्सनैलिटी के हवाले से बात करेंगे मुसलमानों के दूसरे खलीफा, जी हाँ द सेकंड खलीफा हजरत फारूक आजम रदी अल्लाह ताला अन्हो, कि वो जिस गली में आ जाएं जिस जगह पर आ जाए शैतान वहां से भाग जाता है। कहते हैं कि अगर इस्लाम में एक और उमर होते तो पूरी दुनिया में एक ही दीन होता, एक ही मजहब होता, वो इस्लाम होता। अगर 10 साल हजरत उमर रजी अल्लाह ताला और जिंदा रह जाते तो पूरी दुनिया में इस्लाम ही होता। जी हाँ, हजरत उमर रजी अल्लाह जो है इंशाल्लाह आज उनके हवाले से बात करेंगे। द ग्रेटेस्ट कंपेनियन ऑफ द बिलॉवड रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम।
जी जी, बिस्मिल्लाहिर रहमानिर रहीम। सच ए ग्रेट पर्सनालिटी
to whom the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also supplicated for.
Subhanallah.
And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam supplicated that, Ya Allah, allow either one of the two Umars to enter into Islam. And alhamdulillah, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the second caliph of Islam, whom, as you mentioned, is that personality to whom whichever pathway he would walk along, shaitan would run in the opposite direction. And this is also a sign of his truthfulness, his just. And it's also known that he is A'adalul Ashab. One of his famous qualities, that he is the most just of the companions. Every companion has their own excellence and their shan. And he's also known as by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Tarjuman-e-Nabi. Tarjuman-e-Nabi, Ham Zuban-e-Nabi. Jaan-e-Shaan-e-Adalat pe Lakhon Salam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat beautifully encapsulates the beautiful trait of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is something Sayyid Saab, just also about his own offspring, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma. He is that blessed personality, Sayyid Saab, who it is mentioned regarding he was the lover of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he knew the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed a certain action, then he would yearn to also perform that action. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is that personality whom we can understand about unity. How they love the blessed four Khulafa'i Rashideen. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, and Sayyidina Ali. Karram Allahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. In this order, as the caliphate is, their unity amongst each other, their love and respect. And this was how Islam flourished in their time. It was the unity, it was the ittihad, it was their understanding of the Imam, the Amirul Mu'mineen, and then following whatever he says. Also giving your opinions at times. And Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that individual for whom actual verses of the Holy Quran were revealed in support of his views. For example, the view and the verse of the Quran Sharif regarding Farda, regarding the veiling. These were revealed in support of the statement of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu as a request in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's an exceptional personality and whom everybody who studies regarding their life, they get this passion and this strength, this courage and this bravery in them, that this was such a man of Allah whom when he was upon the face of this earth, Islam dominated.
Alhamdulillah.
Shahzad, mashallah, many qualities and traits of Sayyidina Umar Farooq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala can be mentioned. One quality and one trait of his that I will mention is his humility. And when you talk about the humility of Sayyidina Umar Farooq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala, you have to mention the time when he went to Bayt al-Muqaddas Sharif. And the humility at that time was so shocking for the entire creation that it's an example for all of us, even if, until today as well. That at the time of entering into the city of Jerusalem, Sayyidina Umar Farooq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala, and he is walking and he has his slave sitting on the right. And he is holding the reins of the animal. And the people were asking, that what's this all about? And he mentioned that we were taking turns, and now when it came time to come into the city, it was the turn of the slave to sit on the animal, and it was my turn to hold the reins of the animal. And this shows the humility of Sayyidina Umar Farooq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala as well. That when he went to get the keys of Bayt al-Muqaddas Sharif in Jerusalem, at that time he was walking into the city, and he was showing everyone that although I am the Amir al-Mu'mineen, I am the leader of the believers, I have my Khilafat has reached from the cities of Medina to Munawwara all the way as far as Persia. And even though all of this, still I need to be humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to show humility. And when walking into the city of Jerusalem, Sayyidina Umar Farooq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala was walking and holding the reins whilst his slave was on the the right. Something, this is something all of us can learn from as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. When it comes to in the matters of the religion, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must show humility, must show humbleness. Arrogance, it will not get us anywhere. Unfortunately, that's a big problem in our society as well, arrogance and pride. But inshallah, if we adopt humility for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, Allah will grant us heights in Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we want to gain certain heights, want to gain such a maqam, but and in order to gain that maqam, we try to bring our robe in front of people, and in reality we are being disgraced in this. Trying to, when we are showing our arrogance and showing our pride, rather than getting to that maqam that we want to show other people at, we are being disgraced. Why? Because
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who nuptifies an individual, who gives him that respect. If we are not gaining that respect from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one in the space of this universe can grant his respect. So this is something that we need to take on board as well, inshaAllah.
When I think about Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, two aspects come into mind. One is the fear that other people had for them. Like you mentioned, shaitan would shake. But the fear that other people would have in terms of their family, the other people, before they entered Islam, obviously. But such personality who had all this fear, didn't exploit it, was still just, was fair. And the other thing that came into mind is, such a personality, who is the leader of the Islam, he has such fear of Allah Almighty. Those waqia that Umar Farooq used to, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to go to the children and ask them to ask for forgiveness from Allah Almighty. This is the personality that used to whip their own feet in such fear of Allah Almighty. And the amount of fear that Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had in when you read the biography is unbelievable, to think that the leader of Muslims, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had so much fear. It's just, where is this fear of Allah Almighty in us? We go about thinking we get such a little bit of status and something, and we start exploiting that, and we start to think we can rule over these people, we can say over this, we can do over that, but we forget who the true ruler is, Allah Almighty, and we forget that fear.
MashaAllah. So we are discussing the personality for which the Prophet said, stated in Jami Tirmidhi, that if there was to be another prophet after me, it would be who? Umar al-Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And again, his humility was such that it is stated he would go to the children of Madinah al-Munawwara and he would ask them that, "Oh children, make dua for Umar's forgiveness." Such a person who is buried next to none other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself is asking, used to ask for the forgiveness from children. And it just goes to show that, even in his time, the power, the authority that he had. I know, unfortunately, we see many people who are on, higher stations and places of authority now, who really and truly misuse and abuse the authority and their power. And then you had Sayyidina Umar, who had this reign over many, many lands, had the authority to do many unjust things, if you will. But it was what? The fear of Allah and the trust of the people. Which he carried out his duties for just over 10 years as a successor of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. And it just goes to show that, power and authority can be used in the right way, not how it should be. And who was he after? He went after the example of the best of creation, our Prophet, our Master.
The last Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also mentioned ke mere do wazir hain, do aasman mein aur do zameen mein. اور دو زمین میں جو وزیر ہیں وہ کون ہیں؟ ایک خلیفہ اول حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ and the second one خلیفہ دوم the second خلیفہ is حضرت عمر فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ یہ ان کی شان ہے ان کی گریٹنس ہے ان دونوں کی کہ میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام فرما رہے ہیں میرے دو وزیر ہیں دو دنیا دو زمین پر ہیں اور دو آسمانوں میں ہیں ان دو میں سے ایک جو ہے وہ فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ہیں اور جن کی حکومت کہتے ہیں نا جن کی حکومت کیا کہتے ہیں زمین کے اوپر بھی ہواؤں پہ جو ان کی باتیں مانتی آگ بھی ان کی باتیں مانتی اتنے واقعات ہیں کہ ان کے زمانے میں آگ لگ گئی تھی اور انہوں نے اپنی چادر بھیجی تھی وہ آگ جو ہے جہاں سے شروع ہوئی تھی بڑھتے بڑھتے کہاں تک پہنچ گئی تھی لیکن ان کی چادر آگے رکھتے جاتے تھے وہ آگ ختم ہو گئی تھی دریائے نیل کا وہ واقعہ کہ جب ہر سال میں ایک لڑکی کو جو ہے وہ زندہ پھینک دیا جاتا تھا یعنی کہ اس کو نظر کر دیا جاتا تھا غلط رسم تھی فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ عنہ نے صرف ایک لیٹر لکھا دریائے نیل کے نام اور اس کے بعد جو ہے اس میں ڈالا اور دریائے نیل آج تک چل رہا ہے اور اس کے بعد وہ رسم بھی جو ہے جو غلط رسم تھی اسلام کے خلاف تھی وہ بھی ختم ہو گئی پانی جو ہے وہ سمندر کیا کہتے ہیں زمین کے اوپر اور تیل جو ہے وہ ایک عورت جا رہی تھی اس کا تیل جو رو رہی پتہ چلا کیا ہوا مالکن نے تیل لینے بھیجا تھا اور اس کے بعد کیا کہ اس کو ٹھوکر لگی زمین نے تیل جذب کر لیا فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ عنہ عدل دیکھے کہ وہ زمین کو جو حکم دے رہے ہیں کہ کیا عمر جو ہے وہ زمین پر عدل نہیں کرتا ہے, تو وہ زمین نے جو تیل جذب کیا تھا وہ تیل واپس کر دیا, اور وہ عورت جو ہے وہ تیل لے کر واپس چلی گئی. ناون میں جنگ ہو رہی ہے, اور فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ادھر سے ممبر شریف سے جو ہے وہ بتاتے ہیں ساریہ ساریہ رضی اللہ عنہ کے جو پہاڑ کے پیچھے, پہاڑ کے پیچھے جب وہ مسلمان جنگ جیتتے آ کر بتاتے, جنگ زوروں پر تھی, ہمیں آواز آتی ہے فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کی, پہاڑ چھوڑا نہیں تھا کہ دشمن پیچھے سے حملہ کر دیتے اور مسلمان انہوں نے جو ہے وہ جنگ جیت لی تھی. تو ان کی یہ وہ شخصیت ہے جن کی حکومت ہر جگہ ہے. اللہ ہمیں ان کی محبت عطا فرمائے, ان کے نقشے قدم پر چلنے کی سعادت عطا فرمائے. بالا ٹاپک کی طرف چلتے ہیں, ٹائم کم رہ گیا ہے, بہت ساری چیزیں. بلال شبیر بھائی بھی ہمارے ساتھ ہیں, توقیر بھائی بھی ہیں, انشاءاللہ ان سے بھی کچھ کلام سنیں گے, کافی دنوں کے بعد آئے انشاءاللہ. لیکن کچھ انشاءاللہ ٹاپک کے حوالے سے بات کرتے ہیں.
MashaAllah, you say so. Be united. Again, I think we've heard a lot of, alhamdulillah, motivation from our mubalighin today. We have to take this really as a responsibility. Actually consider this, that this is something which is lacking within our time. And as Muslims, this is a fundamental aspect that we need to adopt. And if we do this, inshallah, and we actually become serious in this regard, then inshallah, we will see a big change within our society. First of all, within our home. If, for example, say that we listen to this speech or we deliver this lecture on this topic of unity, and then we wake up the next morning and we're still disrespectful to others, we're breaking ties, then unfortunately there was no benefit for us to listen to even this. For example, at times we listen to things just to get some pleasure, whereas these are such topics which, alhamdulillah, you select and the team select, because it's a very important topic within our time. Every single topic within our program of Path to Success is very important. It's a problem within our society, and it's something that shouldn't be just taken for our ears to be pleased with, but also something that we should really reflect upon and take a personal and individual step forward. Because, alhamdulillah, unity is a core fundamental element within Islam. We mentioned many, many examples. Now what we need to do is take a step forward. If somebody is upset with us, maybe because of our actions, then go forward and seek forgiveness from them. Because it has been mentioned in the narration, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ, meaning that nobody lowers himself and humbles himself for the sake of Allah, except that Allah elevates his ranks. And this is something we have to highlight, because today people think that if I go in front of that person, if I seek forgiveness from them, then my honor will become deteriorated, will lower. Whereas this is not what is the actual case. People, when you lower yourself, when you are respectful to other people, when you ask forgiveness, and for majority of the cases, for the true believers who are reciprocating this feeling of humility and who are being sought of forgiveness, then they respect you, they honor you, they praise you, that this person, he didn't do anything wrong, or at times he did something wrong, and he has come to seek forgiveness for us. But Sayyid Sahab, another thing on this topic, many of you may be thinking, we ask forgiveness, but on the other end, the person is not accepting the forgiveness. This is also bad as well. There's so many problems. Some person, at one stage, it's difficult to even pick up the courage and ask for forgiveness. But on the other aspect, it's the people who have been sought for forgiveness, they are not forgiving. So my dear respectable viewers, we have to be tolerant, we have to be forgiving, we have to open our hearts for people, and we need to, because this is the first step to making our Muslim society united again. For our ulama, our scholars and our awam and the public as well, we all have to unite with one another, we have to show respect to one another, inshallah, then we will see how the true message of Islam is spread throughout the world. It's because of our lack of unity that we are struggling in just propagating the religion.
MashaAllah, who is the most dignified person in the sight of Allah Almighty? Badi pyari hadith se paake Tawqeer bhai. Shobul Iman, volume 6, page 319, hadith number 8327. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam said, O Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the most dignified one before you? Allah Azza wa Jal replied, one who forgives despite having the ability to take revenge. اور آج تو کہتا ہے ریونج ہم تو چھوڑنا نہیں ہے, پورے خاندان کو نہیں چھوڑنا, بس جو بھی ہو جائے بس بدلہ لینا ہے. اللہ کے نزدیک سب سے ناپسندیدہ وہ ہے جو جھگڑالو ہے, جو جھگڑا کرتا ہے. تو جو جھگڑا کرتا ہوگا وہ یونٹی میں تو نہیں آئے گا نا, اس کا کام یونائٹیڈ کرنا نہیں ہوگا, اس کا کام تو بریک اپ کرنا, توڑنا ہوگا. تو یہ سب سے زیادہ ناپسند ہے.
अल्लाह के नजदीक सबसे नापसंदीदा शख्स वो है जो झगड़ालू है, जो झगड़ा करता है.
Definitely, Shahzad, this is a very big problem. Generally, you find people that they don't have the capability of taking revenge. And then they will say that, you know what, I forgive him. Because they don't have the capability of taking revenge. If ever the opportunity does arrive that they can take revenge, then they won't think twice and they will take revenge. So, when they are weak, when they don't have the capability, then they will say that, you know what, let it go. Whenever they have the opportunity to take revenge, then they'll take their revenge. So this is what it means by this particular narration. It means that when you have the capability of taking revenge, then you forgive. Yes. This is someone who is dignified. And like you mentioned a bit earlier, a very important point, that generally we find that three individuals, all of them in the household, they are all earning. But it's not sufficient for the household. One common problem for this is that the lack of unity even on our dastarkhan. Even when we are sitting, it's a very famous narration that is mentioned that the eating of two is sufficient for four. So when two people are eating, that food is sufficient for four people.
Sure.
But nowadays what happens, everyone eats in their own time. Everyone wants to sit on their own. They've got their own little table in front of them and they want to eat on their own time. Before in the past when we used to all eat together on the dastarkhan, eat as a family, there used to be blessing in that. Sure. But now what happens is, everyone wants to have their own meal time. The mother, or the wife, or whoever it may be, they have spent all day long cooking, preparing food at different times for different individuals of the family. And because of this, the lack of blessing is due to this as well. There's no blessings anymore in our food, in our dastarkhan when we are at home. Because everyone wants to eat at their own time. Someone wants to eat at 6 o'clock, someone else is saying that I'm not hungry, I'm going to eat at 7. Other person says I'm going to eat at 8. And like this, 3, 4, 5, 6 different times to eat. Whereas before used to be, everyone used to have fixed times. We used to all sit down on the dastarkhan together and eat together. And there was blessing in that because of the narration, that food of two suffices for the food for four individuals. So inshallah, ta'ala, if we go back to basics like this, inshallah, we'll find that the unity will increase as well, inshallah.
Lunch time pe breakfast time hota hai kisi ke ek hi ghar ke andar. Itna bhi ittefaq nahi hai ek cheez ke upar. Ji, Rizwan bhai, aap kya farmate hain?
I was thinking about an example where we do show unity, and Tawqeer bhai will be able to relate to this. We work in the prisons. We work with our Muslim brothers in the prisons, and this is a genuine positive that I've noted in various Muslim between the Muslim brothers in the prisons, that they show unity with each other, unity that we should show outside. The prisons are a hostile environment. They're a difficult environment. And to get through the sentences, you see the Muslims are sticking together. They're supporting each other. So the new brothers, they're supporting them. They're making sure they stick to each other. And they together, they have that strength. They have that courage. They have that respect. They have that motivation. They have that inspiration to change and reform, inshallah. But that unity that we see in there, it completely disappears when they come back outside. And one of the reasons why I was thinking that is because it's such a difficult and hostile environment, and they're always thinking about what sort of difficulties could be around the corner, what could have threats could be around the corner. And we don't treat the dunya like this. We don't treat the world like the difficult situation that it is. We don't treat it like a challenge, like a test, like a hostile environment, like we should. We think this is freedom, but it's not. There's so many challenges, there's so many tests, there's so many difficulties out here. And if only we had that mindset that we protected each other, we looked after each other like the brothers do inside, I wish this trait would carry on and would spread to the other Muslims outside.
MashaAllah, time kam rahega, lekin mujhe message aaya hai ki Bilal bhai ek do sher suna de to acha ho jayega. Koi sher suna de inshallah, koi kalam.
वाह क्या जूदो करम है शहबत हा तेरा, वाह क्या जूदो करम है शहबत हा तेरा, नहीं सुनता ही नहीं मा मैं
کیا بات ہے. ٹوڈیز وظیفہ انشاءاللہ اس کو بھی لے لیتے ہیں ہاتھوں ہاتھ. یا باریو whoever recites this 10 times every Friday will be granted a son انشاءاللہ عز و جل. اولاد نرینہ کے حوالے سے ہے, بیٹے کے حوالے سے, کہ جو بھی جمعے کے دن یا باریو 10 times every Friday انشاءاللہ عز و جل will be granted a son. اور پڑھیے گا, look after yourself, اور also مدنی چینل دیکھتے رہیں. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.